This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A Hamas official and Israeli media announced a ceasefire across the Gaza Strip border as of 2 a.m. local time on Friday in about 3 hours, bringing a potential halt to the fiercest fighting in decades after 11 days. It comes just one day after U.S. President Joe Biden urged Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to seek de-escalation and amid mediation attempts by Egypt, Qatar, and the United Nations. Israeli media reported Thursday Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's security cabinet approved the truce on the basis of what one official called quiet in exchange for quiet. Rocket attacks by Hamas and allied Islamic Jihad had resumed after an 8-hour pause on Thursday as Israel continued shelling that it said aimed to destroy the faction's military capabilities and deter them from future confrontation. Hundreds have died since fighting began on May 10th, mostly Palestinians, many of them women and children. Health officials in Gaza say nearly 2,000 people have been wounded by Israeli airstrikes. Earlier Thursday, the Palestinian foreign minister and Israel's UN ambassador both leveled accusations of genocide during a special United Nations debate. Palestinian foreign minister Riyad al-Maliki called it a massacre and accused the whole world of staying silent. Israeli ambassador to the U.S. and UN, Gilad Erdan, compared Hamas to the Nazis, saying they are committed to the genocide of the Jewish people. Find more on the ceasefire at voanews.com or follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Canadian immigration authorities said Thursday Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's new immigration pathway for Hong Kong residents has received nearly 6,000 applicants 3 months since its launch. The Canadian government announced last November it would make it easier for Hong Kong youth to study and work in the country in response to a new security law imposed by China on the former British colony. Canada is the second home for many Hong Kong residents because their families moved to the Vancouver and Toronto areas ahead of the British handover of its former colony to China in 1997. After obtaining Canadian citizenship, many returned to Hong Kong, which is now home to about 300,000 Canadians, one of the largest Canadian communities abroad. The African Union on Thursday called for a democratic transition within 18 months in Chad, where a junta took charge in April after veteran ruler Idriss Déby died fighting rebels. The new junta, headed by Déby's four-star general son Mohamed, has appointed a transitional civilian government and promised on April 20th to hold elections within 18 months. The African Union underscored the absolute need for a transition towards a democratic regime to be achieved within 18 months and said it categorically rejects any form of extension of the transition period. North Korea will be a key topic when U.S. President Joe Biden meets with South Korean President Moon Jae-in Friday, the White House said Thursday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters that she expects North Korea will be the central topic of the discussion. She added the two leaders would also discuss issues such as climate change, China, and the economy. Progress against the pandemic remains fragile and international travel should be avoided, warns the World Health Organization's Europe director Hans Klug. But he adds all the vaccines authorized by the WHO are effective against COVID-19 virus variants that have emerged so far. Meanwhile, the European Parliament and EU member states reached a deal Thursday, paving the way for a COVID-19 certificate that will help open up travel in Europe for the key summer season, EU sources said. The deal will allow for anybody living in its 27 countries to be able to get a digital health pass to display their vaccination status, results of COVID-19 tests, or whether they have recovered from a coronavirus infection. The EU executive refers to the travel pass as a green certificate. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.